email your events. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Good to be here today. Dr. Bob with you. Always glad to be here. Listen, if you have friends anywhere now in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. So if you get anything out of it today, you can contact anyone, any place, and tell them they can hear this program 24/7. All you need to do is click on WCNO on the internet now. Then scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that. Then go to Saturday. And every Saturday, my son and I, Landon, we have a couple of years teaching on here, so you can pull them up and you can podcast them. You can watch them free. So just want to tell you that. So if you get any, this is a very specific message today, designed mostly for specific people. So if you know anybody needs to hear this, you can pass it on, okay? It's good to be here with you. Always good to be here. Just bless you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I've asked the Lord to gather those today that need to hear this message. So I know if you're listening, you will be one of them. I've been covering lately Satan's greatest weapons of destruction. And this is number three. This will absolutely be the last one. I'm going to get off of this subject. I'm glad to get off of it, as a matter of fact, and move on to something else. But today now, this is very important. And also, I'm doing a, I'm not doing a newsletter. I'm not doing that. I'm doing a teaching going out over the internet about 2 a month. And nothing in it whatsoever, no newsletter, just a teaching. If you would like to get that teaching on the internet, all you have to do is just contact me and try Lifeline, one word, T-R-Y, trylifeline@gmail.com. Anybody can remember that. Remember one word, trylifeline@gmail.com. If you'll email me and like to get the teacher, I'd be more than glad to put you on the list, okay? God bless. I'm going to talk today about a very touchy, hard subject to cover. Don't even want to do it. Have to do it. Just necessary. Just needs to be done. It's the number three weapon that Satan has to destroy mankind. And it's a terrible, terrible enemy. So I have to cover this today. I'm going to do it. It's homosexuality. I've never talked about it before. But I need to do it. The Lord wants it done. This thing needs to be exposed. The homosexual could be almost in as bad a shape as the liar. Last week we covered the lie. There's no possible way a chronicle liar will ever enter the gates of heaven. The Bible makes that very clear. And the homosexual is not in much better shape. Can we find a way to help them? Can we find a way to show them love? Is there a way to keep the homosexual out of hell? Listen to me now. A friend called and said, my son just came home from school, and he said, I'm a homosexual. He's a senior, raised in the church. Please help. Listen, every family tree, somewhere, some way, has one. This thing is a real epidemic. So I assure you, if you're out here today, somebody in your family tree, somebody somewhere down the line, you know somebody that needs to hear this message that is a homosexual. Boy, this is a really touchy subject, but I see many church kids that have been dragged into this situation. My heart aches for the homosexual. No matter how he acts or what kind of happy face he tries to put on, he or she is suffering from insecurity, inferiority, attached to a spirit of nothing but lust. Their lives are driven by it, and the accuser of the brethren is always there to help them, to remind them of what they are. They need help. They need to be loved. Even though the demon spirit has deceived the government and most of the newspaper, as well as people with great influence, God said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. They cannot do that. They can't do it. They cannot fulfill the will and the plan of God. There are good people just deceived. They hurt. They knew this. If they were right, we would run out of people. You ever think about that? If we listen to this homosexual thing, and they're right, we've run out of people. They know their family members are hurting because of them. And anytime you see a man run after an old hairy legged man, he is deceived to the 10th power. This absolutely is not of God in any way. Jesus said, from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cling unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. He even uses this. This is even a picture of the church. And by the way, this should think about this when you think about your marriage. You should really begin to take a new look at your marriage, how to value. You know, God used it as an example for the church. Clinging together, one person. God has made us that way. Whatever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. What God joins together, God will bless. God did not join the same sex together, therefore he cannot make them oneness. He cannot bless that union. He can't bless it. He can't compare it to the church. The evil one made this match. You understand that? You need to listen now. This is very important in case you have someone in your family tree that's messed up with this. Let's start by taking a look at how they got that way. I notice many are large people, maybe not attractive, so they think. The devil then makes them think no one of the opposite sex would ever want them. But that's not true. The Lord can send a good mate for every son and daughter of his. These kind of people seem to take on this attitude that they hate everybody. It's normal. And this is really bad. You know, the enemy is a terrible, terrible enemy. And he'll just destroy you. And this is a weapon that he's really got a grip on. And he's really using. Hurt many people. Many are brought through the lust of wicked older people, deceiving them, drawing them in by taking advantage of. Many young people are drawn in by wicked older people into this lifestyle to satisfy their own lustful, wicked sex needs. This one's very tough, but the devil is a perfect hate as God is perfect love. He has no mercy and he is ruthless. This spirit can enter a child. Therefore, many think some are born gay. This is not true. The devil perverts them. Pray over your children. Plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over their lives, even from birth. Listen to this now. This is important. Mark 9:20. And they brought him, this is a demon-possessed boy, unto Jesus. When he saw him straightway, the Spirit told him. He fell on the ground and watered foamingly. And Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came into him? He said, of a child. Did you get that? And this demon come into this boy as a child. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto them, thy deaf and dumb spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. If he can make a child deaf and dumb, he can twist a child's sex life. You understand this now? Jesus can and will make you free. Listen to this. Deaf, physical. Dumb, physical. Problem, demon spirit in this boy. Homosexual, physical. Deception of the mind. Problem, demon spirit. He absolutely, you're not born that way. The enemy will get to that child and twist his life like he did this deaf and dumb boy. Father's word about the homosexual. Let's listen to what God really has to say about the homosexual. If a man, this is Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. This is Bible now. This is God speaking. If a man also lies with mankind, as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed abomination. That's a big word. And they'll surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Look, I find no change in the Bible. No way around this. This is how Father God feels about this act. There's no way around this. It's very clear. It's very plain in the Bible. He says in verse 24, defile not yourself in any of these things. For in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before me. He will also cast the homosexual out today for the same reason. This is a very serious sin. This is tough. This is hard stuff that you really need to hear. We're really getting out in left field. We're really off the chain in this area. We really are. We're clean off the chain. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. That's pretty plain. That is pretty clear. I find no place for change here. This is real Bible I'm speaking. Deuteronomy 22:5, the woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man, neither shall a man put on women's garments, for they that do that are an abomination to the Lord thy God. Father, stand here very clear. There is no hope for the transvestite except to repent and to change. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says about these conditions we've gotten ourselves in. Notice this is New Testament now. That means there is no more details. This is it. This is final word. Now, this is New Testament. Romans 1:22-28. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible, almighty God into an image made like corruptible man, and the birds, and the four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Here's what he's really saying here. This is saying the lust of the homosexual has become nothing more than that of an animal. I know we treat it today. I mean, we give it place. It's not God's will. It's not God's way. God does not honor that at all. God does not honor this union in any way. Wherefore, also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. This is real Bible. God is not in this homosexual union at all. They changed the truth of God in a lie, this is verse 25, and worship and serve the creature now, and that's themselves, more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up into vile afflictions, for even the women did change the natural use into what is against nature. And listen to this, and likewise, also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their own lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of the error of their ways, of what is due to them. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Reprobate simply means dishonored person. Bad, dishonored person. Now that's how God sees the sin. Bad, dishonored. They know they must make a choice, God or their lust. God's left them in their own because they left him for their lust. However now, there'll still be that face-off day when they meet with the Lord. If you have a loved one out there in the strap, my friend, no, you need to get to him. I mean, don't wait around for the cheese, just get him out of that trap. It's a bad trap. You cannot change the word of God, even if the government and the judges are on your side, then working for the devil. They stand guilty of helping deceive many. The Lord himself will judge that someday. 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Adulterers or effeminates, you know what effeminate means? That's they that dress and act like the same sex. And this is Satan's masterpiece, and he's won men's thinking over. But listen, any person that thinks this is acceptable with the Lord and okay with God is deceived and would be a party to the gay's destruction by helping and sending them to hell. 32 states now approve same-sex marriage. The government and the judges are deceived. Look, this thing is not, it may be accepted with the nation, they may be celebrated by the president, but not God. If you're involved, you need to get out of the trap. If you have a family member, you need to try to help them. This is not acceptable with the Lord, and you need to know that. Look how it worked out for Sodom and Gomorrah. Just think about it. It can't be acceptable. The gay lifestyle was not celebrated now. Listen to this story. For the first 2,000 years of our nation, my brother Jimmy was in the Marines. He got out in like 1960. My dad was 55 years old, 55 years of age. And they were riding one. Now, we're country folks. We're back in the mountains of West Virginia. We're not from a great, great major city. He got out in 1960. My dad was 55 years of age. They were riding along one day, and Jim told me, Dad asked him, Jimmy, what is a homosexual? Jim said as he began to tell him, he said, well, I thought so, but I was never sure. My dad at 55 years in 1960 had never met a homosexual and had never seen one on TV. Can you see where we've come from? I mean, the man is 55 years old. This is 1960. He had never personally bumped into a homosexual and never personally saw one on television. Today, Satan is to see multitude with this big lie. See how this thing has grown? You see where it's going? Now, I'm not against the homosexual. I stand against them being deceived and dragged into a burning hell. And that's what I'm fighting against today. I'm all for being tolerant while you're in the process of trying to rescue their lives and trying to help them. Look, don't get deceived in 1 minute. Because you have great athletes and actors and all the worldly people that's caught up in this, and because you have TV personalities that, oh, this is fine, you know, this is okay. I mean, if they love each other, this is not okay. This is absolutely the work of the evil one. This is nothing but deception. I'm only doing this today because somebody out there is deceiving on their way to a burning hell, and you know that person, and you're in a position to help them. I'm not, but you are. And you need to really reach out for them, and you need to try to help them. Don't give up. Just because the government says it's okay, God is not the government, and God does not think it's okay. How can you really help the homosexual? Know and understand their needs and their hurts. First, see the devil's hand in it. It's real. Try to let them see real love. You must bring them out. If you can have deceived sex, you can have normal sex. They have to know this. They have to know there's a way out for them. I admit this is really a tough battle because it's really Satan's masterpiece. This is a big thing. He can destroy multitudes of families with it. Really, he really can. Father God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. They cannot do that. God loves mankind. He wants mankind. He wants you to multiply. He loves man. He created man. He wants man to create him. Okay? They can't do that. The devil, on the other hand, is saying, don't multiply. I only want what I can control. People like you, the homosexuals, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. God wants to multiply. God loves man. God wants man. God created man. Man belongs to God. If you're a homosexual, you cannot fulfill the will and plan of God for your life. And you cannot satisfy God because you can't multiply. You can't replenish the earth. It's a very serious charge. Take a look back 20 years and see how far this thing has come. Then ask yourself where it's going to go in the next 20 years. Look where we've been in the last 20 years, even the last 5 or 6 years. Look how this thing is celebrated and growing. Even people, I watch wise people. I think they're wiser than everything else on TV. And they're not sure. And they think this is okay. Well, it's okay. You know, I'm okay with it. They vote for it, as a matter of fact. This is how far this thing's advanced. I think someone could predict the time will come when a woman will have to compete with a man for a man. That's serious. If you don't think so, you just watch the way we're going here. There'll be a time when a man, when a woman, will have to compete with a man for a man. That's bad. And the time is coming now. It's short. It really is. It's really something, isn't it? No one can enter paradise, the kingdom of heaven, as a sinner. That's no one, no one, no one. All must repent and be born again. Not one sin can be carried into heaven. I can't find a possible way to get the homosexual sin into heaven. I've looked at it every way you can look at it. It can't be done. And yet we're celebrating it. We're celebrating this nation. We're celebrating evil. Listen, it's not right. It's not good. If you can enter into heaven with one sin, with this sin being an abomination to the Lord, it'd be the only sin in heaven accepted since the creation of time. It cannot be done. It won't be done. I say he must repent. She must repent and burn. This is the word of God. Don't get deceived. If you have children out there and you think, well, they're okay. And I know a lot of people right now. I know good people. I know church people with sons or daughters in homosexual lifestyle. And the people have accepted it. And just, well, you know, it's okay. It's what they do. It's who they are. Look, I'm trying to tell you, you cannot take this sin into heaven. I have done my homework here. Can't find a way to get in. No matter how hard I try, it can't be done. A once confessed Christian won't work either. Either after you choose the Lord or choose the sin. You stay in the sin because you love it more than you do the Lord. You have to make a choice here. No question about it. The following word says you can make it. How bad does your lover want out? Show them this verse. 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. There has no temptation. That means homosexuality. There is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. That means every sin, including homosexuality. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Now that's big, but with the temptation, also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear. Now listen, here's what he's really saying. All right, so you're tempted, so you're deceived, so you're in this trap. You absolutely do not have to stay there. The gentleman's all just before me preached the same verse. You don't have to stay there. You don't need to be there to start with. This thing should not overtake you, but you can overtake it. The Lord says, the Bible says, there is no temptation. None. That you cannot escape. There has no temptation taking you. The standard is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able. But listen to this. But will, with the temptation now. Okay, so you're tempted, like we are tempted in many things. Make a way to escape that you can bear it. If you want out, you can get out. You've been living a lie to think you can't. You've been living a lie to think you're born that way. You've been living a lie to think this is how I am. It's all one big lie. You can walk away. The Word of God says you can. You can forget about trying this one. But you know, Lord, I went forward in the church when I was 12. You know, once saved, always saved. Jesus might say to you, yeah, you could have always been saved, no doubt about that. But listen, no one plucked you out of my hand. You got up and walked away. You just walked away. You left me your first love for your lust. He might even try, he may very well pull this First Corinthians card back on you and say, I said there's no temptation taking you that you could not have walked away from for me. Okay? Listen, not one sin, I don't care what it is, any sin, whether it be homosexuality or anything else, there's no temptation that you can't take control of and walk away for the Lord Jesus. He said that, and he'll hold us to that, and that would include homosexuality. Okay, so what can we do for them? They can be saved. They can be delivered from their sin on the authority of God's word. But you have to love them enough to fight for their soul. You have to care. And you have to know that, listen, they can't take the sin into heaven. It can't be done. It's not going to happen. It's not acceptable. It cannot enter the kingdom of God. A homosexual dying in that condition cannot expect to go to heaven. Everyone has to repent and change. We all have a chance. They must cut the desire off and choose everlasting life. You must show them their worth, their value, make them feel significant, help them rededicate their lives. You can show them the real Jesus, the way out of temptation. You know, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, he's the overcomer of the world. All you have to do is follow him, or listen to him, get into his word, trust him. Listen, let him lead you. Let him guide you. He's given us the Holy Spirit to comfort, to teach, to guide, to direct our life. He'll take you out of every temptation. All of us are tempted. I know this is really a stronghold. One's sex life is a real stronghold. And this is a real stronghold that the devil has in people. But look, Jesus said, no matter how you're tempted, you can walk away. He said he's made a way for us to walk away, and you can do that. Don't let the sin carry you into a burning hell. Don't let it happen to you. Listen to this verse in Mark 9:47. Now, this is clear and this is good. If thine eye offends thee, pluck it out. Did you get that? Pluck it out. It's better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell. That's serious, isn't it? Pluck it out. You're better off with one eye than you are entering into heaven with two. Your hand offends, he said, cut it off. You're better off to have one hand to go into hell with two. That's what you have to do here. In other words, what he's really saying here, in this case, a cold shower would be better than burning in a burning hell. You understand that now? That's pretty clear language, isn't it? If you were drunk, he would say to you, lay it down. Lay it down. Better lay it down than burn. If you're a thief, he'd say, leave it there. Better leave it alone than to burn. If you're a whoremonger, he would say, turn from that spirit of lust. Better do that than to burn. If you're a gay, he would say, turn from that spirit of lust. It's better to walk away than to burn. It's pretty simple arithmetic. Look, there is no way out. I'm trying to tell you there's not. Try as I may, as I might, and I've tried very, very hard. I really have. I cannot find a loophole for the homosexual. Is your child involved in that? Is your loved ones involved in that? Are your friends caught up in that? I've worked hard here today to come and tell you I could not find the loophole for them. I tried. I worked on it. No way out. But a burning hell. You need to repent. I know this is asking a lot of you, but if you have someone caught in this trap that you care about, you need to get brave and speak out. Or you'll just let them slip quietly into a burning hell. If nothing else, just click this message forward. But don't leave the matter on their own. They're in a trap. They can't get out without your help. You understand that? If you have friends and loved ones in this trap of homicide, they can't get out without you. They need help. They need somebody with the Spirit of God to fight for them. Remember, be brave. Speak out. Remember this, if nothing happens, nothing happens. I learned that from my son, by the way. If you don't do anything, nothing gets done. Nothing happens, nothing happens. You need to act now. Jesus Christ can and will set you free. When you know the truth, that alone will set you free. If your loved one's weak in the faith, Satan will be pulling on him now. He may need deliverance. There's always somebody around that can do deliverance. Look for it. And there's always people around that can help you. Listen to this. The jailer said to Paul, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all thy heart, and I might be saved." Very, very simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, and you can be saved. Look, I know this is a real tough subject. I really know that it's gotten to where it's being celebrated. Everybody thinks it's okay. Don't worry about it. Everybody's going to be fine. They're not going to be fine. If your family or loved ones are caught in this trap, it's a trap. They're not fine. They cannot be. I've really worked hard to find a way to twist the scriptures. You can't do it. There is no loophole for them. It is definitely, absolutely a sin. It's a masterpiece of Satan. It's a stronghold of Satan. He hates them. He wants to destroy them. He definitely sets out to get church kids, church people. You need to repent and turn and change. Listen, we love you here. I just want you to know that. If you're getting anything out of this message, we really need your support. I don't know why you're not supporting me. Maybe you don't like me, but I like you. So come on now. If you can afford it, on your list in the ministry, send a check. It's very easy. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34957. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958 is the proper zip code. Listen to this again. Lifeline, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. We really need your help. Or listen, email us at try Lifeline. One word. That's pretty easy. Try Lifeline. Lifeline. Try Lifeline. One word. gmail.com. All you have to do is remember, try Lifeline Gmail. TryLifelineGmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. We'd like to hear from you. If you don't like the message, let us know. Also, if you have more questions about this particular subject, email me, TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'd be more than glad to try to help you any way that I can. If you think you know somebody needs deliverance, I know a place that can be done. We can get that done for you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Send your check. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Look, if you have someone caught in this trap, help them out. Don't wait around for the chief. Just get them out of the trap. And God bless you. I wish you that we love you. We appreciate you. And we do everything we can to really speak for the Lord and to try to help you out. So listen, if you know somebody in this trap, do something. Do something. Nothing happens. Nothing will happen. But a burning hell awaits the homosexual. Remember that. We love you, and God loves them and wants them out of the trap. If you want to talk to them, you'd be working for the Lord. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week. God love you now. Bless you. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.